I waited for some sign that he suspected, the warning symptoms of panic. But nothing. I felt alert and calm. I put my arm around her. "Charlie, I..."
"Don't talk!"
I snapped, and she shrank from me. "Please," I reassured her, "don't say anything. Just let me hold you quietly in the dark." I brought her close to me, and there, under the darkness of my closed lids, I conjured up the picture of Faye, with her long blonde hair and fair skin. Faye, as I had seen her last, beside me. I kissed Faye's hair, Faye's throat, and finally came to rest upon Faye's lips. I felt Faye's arms stroking the muscles on my back, my shoulders, and the tightness inside me built up as it had never before done for a woman. I caressed her slowly at first, and then with impatient, mounting excitement that would soon tell. The hairs on my neck began to tingle. Someone else was in the room, peering through the darkness, trying to see. And feverishly I thought the name over and over to myself. Faye. 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 I imagined her face sharply and clearly so that nothing could come between us. And then, as she gripped me closer, I cried out and pushed her away. "Charlie!" I couldn't see Alice's face, but her gasp mirrored the shock. "No, Alice, I can't. You don't understand." I jumped up from the couch and turned on the light. I almost expected to see him standing there. But of course not. We were alone. It was all in my mind. Alice was lying there, her blouse open where I'd unbuttoned it, her face flushed, eyes wide in disbelief. "I love you," the words choked out of me, "but I can't do it. Something I can't explain, but if I hadn't stopped, I would hate myself for the rest of my life. Don't ask me to explain, or you'll hate me too. It has to do with Charlie. For some reason, he won't let me make love to you." She looked away and buttoned her blouse. "It was different tonight," she said. "You didn't get nausea or panic or anything like that. You wanted me." "Yes, I wanted you, but I wasn't really making love to you. I was going to use you, in a way, but I can't explain. I don't understand it myself. Let's just say I'm not ready yet. And I can't fake it or cheat or pretend it's all right when it's not. It's just another blind alley." I got up to go. "Charlie, don't run away again." "I'm through running. I've got work to do. Tell them I'll be back to the lab in a few days as soon as I get control of myself." I left the apartment in a frenzy. Downstairs in front of the building, I stood, not knowing which way to go. No matter which path I took, I got a shock that meant another mistake. Every path was blocked. But God, everything I did, everywhere I turned, doors were closed to me. There was no place to enter. No street, no room, no woman.